This is Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m.
You're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. I'm a free speech absolutist. I think you should be able to say what you like. And the more you get to say what you like, the more we can figure out what we make of you. Any limits I have on free speech concern children and, of course, physical safety, but it has to be absolutely proximate. So I don't believe that you could stand outside my house with an angry mob who don't like me and scream at the mob, burn it down, kill them. Anything else, it's all go. Knock yourself out. Say what you like. And so I absolutely agree that Te Pāti Māori should be able to say what they think. In fact, I love that they say what they think because it is so horrific that we can see them for what they are. Mad and dangerous. I saw the clip circulating on X, and it was their co-leader, Debbie Narua Packer, being interviewed on Q&A by Jack Tame, and she said this: "We got a government that is genocidal, ecocidal. We know that they are white supremacist." Oh my goodness. Well, she is either just hyping the political rhetoric, or she's seriously deluded. Not well. But this is mad and bad and dangerous. Let's just unpack this a little, but genocidal. That's like killing people on an industrial scale. That's what Hitler did. He was genocidal. He committed genocide. Debbie Narua Packer is comparing our elected government, supported by the majority of New Zealanders, to Hitler. Genocidal. Or who were the other genocides? Pol Pot or Idi Amin? What do you say to her if she thinks that what we have now is genocide? She cheapens what people have actually suffered and what our forebears fought against, because she just bandies the word around to describe a government that she doesn't agree with. Oh, fascist, Hitler, genocidal. It's just like a grab bag of bad words that she throws. But unlike Hitler, this government that we have now, led by Chris Luxon, is worse than genocidal. It is also ecocidal. So she's picked up a bit of green thuggery and has declared the government to be ecocide. That is to say, it's killing the ecology of the planet. Genocide isn't enough, ladies and gentlemen. We need to add an ecocidal. I don't know what policies you think they're doing that they would want to be out there destroying the planet, but in their head it's true. And then she adds this: we know that they're white supremacists. So according to this leader of the Māori Party, we have a government that thinks white people are better than brown people and people of other races. Can you think of one evidence, one shred of evidence that would suggest that is so? One? Oh, I think what she means is that we have a government with Winston Peters and David Seymour, both Maori, who are saying that we should have laws to treat everyone equally, not put one race ahead of another in terms of public policy or in terms of the law. That, Miss Nowhere Packer, is the opposite of supremacist. That is what Martin Luther King was crying out for, to be treated equally, to stop the thought that one race should be supreme. But she can't help herself. She shows herself to be stupid and inflammatory. Now think about how inflammatory this is, especially in the wake of the attempt on President Trump's life. I call him President Trump. He's not the current president, but in the United States, you're always president for life. I think you're still called president even after you leave office. So let's say you're living in New Zealand and you're listening to Debbie Nowhera Packer as an elected member of our parliament, the leader of the Maori Party. And she says, we've got this government that is genocidal. That is to say, it's out to kill Maori. It is ecocidal. That is to say, they're out to destroy the planet. This is their purpose. And that they are white supremacist. That is to say, they want to elevate all the white people in New Zealand ahead of Maori and you. Well, what should you do if there's a Hitler in your midst? You'd shoot him. You'd shoot him. If people in authority said that's Hitler. If you go back in time to 1936, and you're living in Germany, and you knew what was to come, you take it upon yourself to shoot him. So here we have an elected member of our parliament and a leader of a political party saying we have a government that is genocidal, ecocidal, and white supremacist. Isn't that inviting violence? The worst kind of political violence? And that's why it's inflammatory. This is a government that has a deputy prime minister and a second deputy prime minister, both of whom are Maori. So, our genocidal government, led by Prime Minister Chris Luxon, has appointed two Maori to be his deputies. Can't imagine Adolf Hitler appointing two Jews to deputise for him. We have a cabinet that's got more Maori representation than any cabinet, I believe, in history. There are 7 ministers out of 20 who are Maori. That's 35%. If my sums are right, yeah, 35%. Chris Hipkins only had 5 Maori ministers. So, a genocidal government has appointed a third of its, well, more than a third, right? More than a third of his cabinet. And the two highest positions in that cabinet, his two deputies, he's appointed them and the Maori. Adolf Hitler didn't have a third of his little group of power-thirsty tyrants, a third of them Jewish. Doesn't stop her though, does it? I believe she should be allowed to say this because that's what she thinks and believes, that the government is genocidal, ecocidal, and white supremacist. As frightening as it is to hear it. As frightening it is to hear that an adult would think that, are they completely unaware of history? Are they completely unaware of how those terms apply? Are they completely unaware that you can't just throw these terms around meaninglessly towards a government you disagree with? Debbie is a product of our electoral system. If she stood in a general seat representing all New Zealanders or a cross-section of New Zealanders, she would be tossed out on her ear in a heartbeat. She would be reviled and ridiculed. But of course, she isn't representing a general seat. She's representing Te Tau Hauora, which is a Maori seat with Maori who choose to go on the Maori roll. So it's a race-based seat. And so she can talk up her race in the most shocking of terms to justify them voting for her and to justify her seat. Whereas if she was, say, the MP for Epsom, she would have to represent everyone that lives in Epsom. Chinese, Indians, Europeans, Maori, every one of them. But not in a Maori seat. And indeed, she can attack this government because, amazingly, she got 63% of the vote. And the Labour candidate got 27% of the vote. And the poor old National candidate got 5% of the vote. So this is a seat, not like any other seat in New Zealand, other than other Maori seats, where 95% of the voters are opposed to this government. Amazing. It's just astonishing. And so she can unleash this diatribe against this government and unleash it racially against this government, because she represents not a cross-section of New Zealand, but a very narrow, racially based section of New Zealand. And not even Maori as a whole, but the Maori who choose to opt out of the general role and go on to the Maori role. I think Debbie genuinely believes that the Maori that are in Chris Luxon's cabinet aren't Maori, because they don't agree with her. That's how all this is framed. We have to address this real fast, because we watched for years and years and years as President Donald Trump was called Hitler, from the political leadership down and through the news media, or some variant of Hitler. He was a threat to the Constitution, a threat to freedom, a threat to women, a threat to everything that was good and just. And when you turn that temperature up, it becomes, in a deranged mind, acceptable to assassinate a would-be Hitler. So if we were living under a genocidal government, a white supremacist government, I myself would take up arms. Because I wouldn't want to see a government killing people by race or by any means. Bad enough they gave us the COVID jab. So that's what Debbie in Awera Packer is calling upon. Because that's the implication. Words and statements have a consequence. I would hope I'd stand up and rise up against a genocidal government. But of course, I know this government isn't genocidal. The previous government wasn't genocidal. We've never had a genocidal government in New Zealand, ever. She doesn't know what she's talking about. But what about her voters? Do they think she's full of it? What about the hotheads? Do they think she's full of it? And what on earth does she think she's doing? Yes, she should have full free speech. Speak her mind. We're getting to see what she thinks. But we do seriously need to call it out. And we seriously need to get rid of the Maori seats. Because it encourages division. Not stops it. The Royal Commission on MMP recommended they go. Jim Bolger, I'm trying to think who was the leader. Helen Clark of the Labour Party. Both Labour and National decided not to put getting rid of the Maori seats on the MMP referendum, to include it with MMP, because they felt it would make MMP look too good and they wanted to stay with First Past the Post. So we got MMP. And we got the Maori seats. There you go. Maori seats should go, just like the Royal Commission said. Give us a text, 2057. Email me on inbox and reallycheck.radio. It's not just a matter of a good constitution and a good result. I think our safety depends upon it.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.